He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is July the 15th, and it is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we have another green day going on in the market today. Wasn't there a band named Green Day? Something like, maybe we should play Green Day music on green days. It is green. The Dow is up 33 points. We're at 17,088. If I'm not mistaken, that's a new all-time high. I don't think we've hit 17,100 yet, but we keep talking about these giddy numbers, and the market keeps charging forward. We're now in the 64th month of a bull market. I've kept you in this entire time, but you want to stay tuned going forward because it's not going to last forever. The S&P 500 is up 2 points right now at 1979. The NASDAQ is actually red right now. The NASDAQ is down a point at 44.39. Gold is up today about $4 per ounce or $64 per pound. Gold is at 13.07. Crude oil is finally under 100. It's at 99.74. That's the first time that it's been below $100 a barrel for quite some time, but I see the oil stocks doing just fine here recently, although they are in a little bit of a consolidation mode. The euro is at 1.36. The 10-year yield has been at about 2.5, 2.6 for a long, long time, and it remains at that level today. It is at 2.54%. We've had a lot of earnings come in this morning. They've all been good. The three big ones were J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, all beat. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've been saying all along that we need to watch the coming earnings season for clues as to whether or not the economy is slowing down, whether or not we're entering into a recession, because we did have a negative quarter in the first quarter of 2014 this year. The first 3 months of this year, obviously, you've probably heard it by now, that the economy contracted by 2.9%. But they're blaming it on the deep freeze, on the blizzards, on the frozen runways at the airports and the freeways of delivering the goods from Amazon and from Target and Walmart, etc. So we do have a legitimate excuse, but all eyes will be on the second quarter of this year, which will be reported, I believe, sometime in the next couple of weeks, and we'll find out where the economy is really at right now. But along the way, we're getting lots of individual clues from individual companies that are now reporting earnings. Earnings season kicked off with Alcoa. That was the first big one. They beat. They beat quite handily. And if you look at a chart of Alcoa these days, Alcoa is very high up on my watch list. Look at that. That's a beautiful chart. Alcoa is kind of remaking themselves. We had Wells Fargo report late last week. Wells Fargo came in a little bit shy of estimates, but Wells Fargo is just fine. Wells Fargo is one of the great dividend-paying stocks for those dividend-paying accounts, which I prefer over fixed income right now. In fact, I have an article out there that I wrote. I think it's going to be published today, or it was published yesterday, about Wells Fargo and what a great dividend-paying stock it's been over time. And then, of course, this week, so far, so good. Three more big ones have reported. We don't really have the flood of earnings coming from across America yet, but we got J.P. Morgan, much better than expected. Stock breaking out big time here this week. Goldman Sachs, much better than expected. Stock breaking out big time this week. And we also got Johnson & Johnson, which a little bit lighter than expected. But so far, so good. Now, we've only had about six or seven major companies report so far. We've got thousands yet to go. But at least as of now, we're off to a good start in earnings season, and the market continues its bullish stance. Now, let's take a look at a question that was asked of me yesterday while I was viewing my little Channel 6 TV news update. Yesterday, when I was doing my update, I was talking about the current bull market and how it's still intact and how it's 64 months old. And when I get older, losing my hair when I'm 64, I said, is the market starting to lose its hair here at 64 months old? And I went through the various factors and the various indicators. In fact, over the weekend, I went through this in depth. Here's what to look for when this bear bulls finally starts to roll over and the bear starts to wake up from hibernation. And I really kind of gave one big indicator. I see Yahoo has a story today, the one indicator to watch for. I think someone over there at Yahoo's reading my newsletter. I don't know what their one indicator was. I didn't have time to read the article this morning. But over the weekend, I gave my one indicator to keep your eyes on going forward. And, of course, you can get my newsletter by going to my website. I give a very generous offer of 4 free weeks at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. But I was talking yesterday on the TV about the indicators that I would be watching for. And one of the hosts, one of the anchors, Mark and Heather are the two that do the morning news. Mark asked me, he says, hey, Bill, you know, what should I do? I've got my 401k here. How should I position it right now? And I was at the very end of my report. I'm given like 2 to 3 minutes. And I did it real fast, but today I'm going to embellish it. I'm going to speak directly to Mark, and I'm going to tell him what he should be doing with this 401k right now. Now, here's some facts to consider. The current bull market in stocks has been going on for 5 years and 4 months, as I just stated. Okay? So obviously, it's not going to last forever. That's the first thing I want to point out. But the second thing I want to point out is it's still intact as of now. During this time, the market has almost tripled. If we go back to 2009 to today, remember the S&P has gone from 660 to 1970. That's almost a tripling of the market. So your 401k over the last five years should be now a 1201k, right? It should have tripled. And that does not take into account the money that hopefully that you've been putting into your 401k along the way. So if you haven't added any money over the last 5 years into your 401k, you should basically have seen it triple. If you had $100,000 back in 2009, you should have $300,000 now. If you had $300,000 back in 2009, you should have $900,000 now. If you had $25,000 back in 2009, you should have $75,000 now. Plus, whatever you've been adding along the way, you should even have a lot more than that. And as I have been reporting daily on my radio show, and weekly in my newsletter, the bull is still intact. Okay? You can look at a chart. I show them all the time. Here's the 5-year chart of the market. Nobody can argue that this has not been a very robust bull market for the last 5 years. But let's go back to the end of 2008. The bull was still intact at that point in time, wasn't it? 6 years ago, the market was going strong, and people in 401ks were raking in the dough, and their 401ks were going up. But at some point in time, towards the end of 2008, it started to erode, and the financial crisis was beginning to rear its ugly head. 15 months later, the market had lost over 50% of its value. And of course, I reminded the anchor at Channel 6 yesterday. I said, "You probably remember that, don't you?" He said, "I sure do. Because my 401k went down 50%. And if you look at a chart of the S&P 500, it peaked at 1576 late in 08, and it went all the way down to 666. All right? It was not a good time to write it down then. What about now? What should you be doing? Are we on the precipice here? When we come back, I want to continue this discussion. Then I got some stocks I want to look at here today that are looking pretty good right now. This is Bill Gunderson. Be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to complete this little discussion on what should I do with my 401k now. Yeah, you know what? The bull is still intact. But you got to remember back in 08, it was still intact too, late in 08. And before you knew it, 15 months later, it was down 53%. Now, the index investor would say, hey, you just ride through it. You ride through it. John Bogle, President, Vanguard, would say you just ride the Vanguard S&P 500 through thick and thin. Ride it down 50%. And look where it's done. It's come back and it's tripled since then. Well, look, everybody looks at the market differently. And I disagree with that line of thinking. Instead, I watch for the signs, like I mentioned yesterday, valuations, charts, economy, earnings, etc., inflation, world events. I look for the signs that the worm is beginning to turn. I do everything I can possibly do or will do in the future to avoid that inevitable bear market that is looming out there at some point in the future. And I report my findings in my weekly newsletter every single week. I currently have a yellow flag flying, but I have been fully invested since March of 2009. There's been a lot of threats. There's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of turmoil. There's been a lot of reasons for us to chew our fingernails over the last 64 months. But the right thing to have done over the last 64 months has to be invested in the stock market. And as we sit here today, I would still be 100% invested at this point in time, but I would definitely stay tuned to my daily radio show, my podcast, my newsletter, my tweets, etc., for those clues that it's time to run for cover. Not time to run for cover yet, but there will come a time. There will be another bull market. And let's just hope it's not an overnight event where we wake up the next morning and the market's down 50%. That would take something very extreme to happen. As you look back at 08 and the slow erosion and rolling over into that bear before it was over down 53%, you certainly had plenty of opportunity to spot and see it coming. And you had plenty of opportunity to take some positions in inverse funds, in stocks that actually did well during the bear, things like Dollar Tree and AutoZone and the pawn shops and gold, etc. So we keep our ear to the ground. We take it a day at a time. We take it a stock at a time, a sector at a time. As we sit here today, I would still be 100% invested. In fact, I have a 401k model portfolio that I publish every week in my newsletter. And as of now, it's 100% invested in the market. Okay, earlier this week, we had a little bit of merger and acquisition, M&A activity in the oil patch. Whiting Petroleum, WLL, which is a $10 billion market cap company headquartered in Denver, Colorado, which is also a company that was one of the 53 stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, and it's really been kicking into gear here lately, announced that they would be buying Kodiak Oil and Gas, which is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Now, I don't know if this is a cash offer, I've got to look, or if the Kodiak owners will end up with stock in Whiting Petroleum. I'm not sure what the deal is. The deal hasn't been, it hasn't gone through yet, but Kodiak did accept the bid, which I'm kind of surprised because it was not for a very much of a premium over where the stock closed. I end up making on Kodiak Gold, I don't know, 15% or something like that. I was in it for the long haul. But what I want to do here is take a look at Whiting Petroleum, the acquirer. because I will be given a choice. Do you want to just sell and move on, or do you want to hang on and become an owner in Whiting Petroleum? What kind of stock is Whiting Petroleum? WLL. Well, let's take a look here. Let's pull up the website, beststocksnowapp.com, and let's type in WLL, and up comes Whiting Petroleum Corporation, which obviously is in the energy sector. Whiting Petroleum is engaged in exploration of oil and gas primarily in the Permian Basin and the Rocky Mountains. And I think it's pretty obvious why they bought Kodiak Gold or Kodiak Oil, because Kodiak Oil is primarily searching for oil in the Williston Basin, which is the Bakken. So this would give Whiting exposure to the Bakken. Kodiak, by the way, is a $4 billion company. Whiting is a $10 billion company. They're bigger, and they want Kodiak, and they want exposure to the Williston Basin. But we have to judge Whiting on its own merits here. Whiting, again, is a $10 billion company. It just crossed over into the large cap category. I still have it listed as a mid cap. I have the risk profile listed as moderate. This would be a stock that would fit either an aggressive profile or a moderate profile, maybe even a conservative profile, because it is a large cap stock. I don't think Whiting pays any kind of a dividend. No, no dividend. So this is a pure growth stock. This has been a terrific performer over the years. Over the last 10 years, WLL Whiting Petroleum has delivered 21% per year. That's pretty good performance, considering that the market's delivered 6%, so it's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, Whiting has delivered 36% per year, while the market's delivered 17%. Again, more than doubling the returns of the market. Now, over the last 12 months, the stock is up 74%, while the market's up 17%. So Whiting has been a stellar performer. In fact, it currently gets a momentum grade of A-. Now we take a look at the valuation of Whiting Petroleum. Now, I can see why Whiting bought Kodiak. Whiting has not been growing very fast. Well, not bad, but they're only expected to grow by 6 or 7%. With the addition of Kodiak and giving them that exposure to the Bakken, this will kick their growth into gear. Whiting is currently trading at 16.7 times forward earnings, which is a very favorable valuation. I like Whiting Petroleum. I don't currently own it, but I do own the company Kodiak that Whiting is acquiring. A deal in the oil patch that looks good to me. WLL and KOG. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I just got a tweet from a listener that the news on KOG is that shareholders will receive 1.77 share of Whiting for every share of Kodiak in an all-stock deal. So that answers my question. I'm going to let it ride. I want to own Whiting Petroleum. In fact, I've had my trigger finger on Whiting Petroleum a couple times this year. And at the time, I just said, you know, I've got enough exposure to the energy patch. I don't need one more. But I do own Kodiak. I have no intention of selling it. Maybe another suitor comes along. Maybe someone says, hey, we want that exposure to the Williston Basin that Kodiak has. Whiting's getting a heck of a good deal here. We'll offer them a little bit more, see if they'll take our offer. So for now, I choose to hold on to my Kodiak Gold and see where the chips fall. And the worst that can happen is the deal falls through. I still own my Kodiak. Or the deal goes through and I end up with shares in Whiting Petroleum, which is just fine by me. All right, the name of the show is Best Stocks Now. Well, you know, we talk a lot about best stocks of yesteryear and stocks that have maybe had their better days. As we watch the baseball All-Star game, we see the very best players in baseball now, and we may not recognize some of the names. We say, where are some of the old guys of yesteryear that used to be All-Stars, that used to be so good? You know how it is. The older we get, the better we were. Well, there's a fresh new crop of players out there. Who's this guy on the Chicago Abreu? What's he got? Like 28 home runs. He's a rookie. I never heard of him. He's been showing up in the headlines. Who is this guy? And I'm sure some of these big companies like Johnson & Johnson, now a $300 billion company, looks at a company like Gilead, which is now half the size of Johnson & Johnson, and they say, who are these guys? Who are they? They're a pain in the rear. They keep going up. They keep growing. They're performing much better than we are. Which begs the question, should you own the best stocks of today, the All-Stars of today, or should you have some of these old kind of, I wouldn't call Johnson & Johnson washed up. Heck, it's still producing returns for its investors. But let's have a look, because Johnson & Johnson is in the news this week, having reported earnings that were not too exciting, basically in line. Johnson & Johnson is one of the biggest medical companies in the world. They develop healthcare products, and they provide related services to the consumer, pharmaceutical, and medical markets. You probably know them for Q-tips. Well, they're a lot more than just Q-tips, because they're a $300 billion company. So they obviously have a lot more than Q-tips. They're headquartered in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's a mega cap stock that pays a 2.7% dividend yield. Okay, let's take a look at Johnson & Johnson's performance over the years. Over the last 10 years, Johnson & Johnson has delivered 9.7%. Between the dividend and the capital appreciation, you've received 9.7%, which isn't bad. I think most people would be very happy with the 10-year average return of 9.7%. During that same period of time, the market was at 5.9%. Over the last 5 years, Johnson & Johnson has basically matched the returns of the S&P 500 at 16% per year. You see, there's a mathematical problem with companies. They get so big that it's awfully hard to keep growing at double-digit rates. In fact, if we look at the last 5 years, Johnson & Johnson has been growing their earnings by 4% per year. They basically grow at about the rate of the economy these days. No longer are they a 20% grower. No longer are they a 15% grower. No longer are they a 10% grower. They're now a 4% grower. So all things being equal, going forward, you should get about 4 or 5% a year, plus the dividend. You should average about 6, 7, 8% a year in Johnson & Johnson. Over the last 12 months, Johnson & Johnson has basically matched the returns a little bit better because it's considered a defensive company. And dividend payers have been in favor here recently. Johnson & Johnson has just barely run ahead of the S&P 500 over the last year. It's up 21% while the market's up 18%. Johnson & Johnson also holds up better than most during tough times. When the market was down 38% in 2008, Johnson & Johnson was only down 7%, so it held up a lot better. and you were getting that dividend. Now let's look at the valuation of Johnson & Johnson. It currently has a P.E. ratio of 20. It's in favor right now. The market's in love with large cap stocks that pay dividends. That's one of the best performing asset classes in 2014. It's not always the case. Large cap dividend paying stocks can go flat from time to time while everybody's chasing the younger growth stocks, right? So the stock is currently trading at a pretty rich multiple at 20.1 P.E. ratio. It's expected to grow by 6 or 7% over the next 5 years per year, which, you know, is not that great. In fact, it might be a little bit optimistic. I have a 5-year target price on Johnson & Johnson of $153 per share. It's currently trading at $104 per share. It doesn't currently meet my valuation criteria. And as I've just stated, the performance has been just a little bit better than the market. In fact, Johnson & Johnson gets a B as it relates to performance when I compare it against all the other 3,800 stocks in my universe. Out of 3,841 stocks, Johnson & Johnson currently comes in at number 1,028. Now, I'm not going to talk anybody out of Johnson & Johnson. It's had a good run. It's done pretty good. It's just outperformed the market by a little bit. It's a good defensive stock. It pays a 2.7% dividend yield. But is Johnson & Johnson a best stock now? Not in my book. I'm interested in that top 200 or 300. And it currently comes in at number 1,000. And within the last several months, Johnson & Johnson has never been in my top 300. So it, in my book, is not a top, not a best stocks now. The last time I featured Johnson & Johnson was 18 months ago. So that tells you, that's a great feature in the app. You say, I wonder what Gunderson thinks of this stock. Well, if you pull up the stock and you scroll down to Bill's comments, if I've sent out a tweet about the stock, meaning, hey, this thing's breaking out right now, it would show up in my comments. If I've written an article about the stock in the last several years, it would show up down below in the comments. If I featured it like I did just now, during my show, it would also show up in my comments. And you can see that I've made no comments about this stock since January of 2013. And now we'll add a new comment today. We'll put up the little video of me featuring Johnson & Johnson once again. And I once again say it's not a best stock now, even though I'm not going to talk anybody out of owning their Johnson & Johnson. And, of course, you know, we're looking, I guess you could say, for the future Johnson & Johnsons. The younger companies that are still growing by 15, 20% per year. And we talk about this cycle that companies go through. I mean, they start out as startups, sometimes in people's garages, saying, hey, let's take a little piece of cardboard here and let's attach two cotton balls at either end and let's call it a Q-tip. Who knows where it started? And then they get startup money and they get venture capital. And pretty soon, if it's a successful venture, they go public and they're an IPO. And then they're a young growth company. And then they grow up to be a big, big lumbering company growing by 4 or 5% per year. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about our 401ks. How should we have them allocated right now? And obviously, with the stock market that's gone from 660 to 1960, almost tripled over the last 5 years, the place to be, the place to have been, has been in the stock market. 64 months now of bull market. When will it come to an end? Nobody knows. But at some point in time, it will. And we need to watch for the signs that show us that just like in 2008 when the market was peaking and before it was down 53%, there was plenty of signs and plenty of an erosion in individual stocks along the way. And that's one of the things that I look for on a daily basis. That's one of the main things I look for on a daily basis is erosion in my individual stocks. And when you see me sell something, it's because I feel like it's starting to erode. And I take preemptive action. I don't want to ride it down 40 or 50% into the ground. The market has not even begun to do that in the last 64 months. But at some point in time, it will. One of the other big factors, one of the other big criteria that I look at on a daily basis is the ranking of the asset classes that are out there that I have to choose from. Of course, I said that the index investor would tell you, hey, you ride the market down 55% and then you ride it back up when it recovers. That's what index investing is all about. And there is another big class and group of investment advisors and professionals in the market and strategists that would say, no, you do an asset allocation. You always have so much in the stock market and you always have so much in the bond market, and it depends on your age and upon your risk tolerance. And those two asset classes will kind of offset each other. Look at the year 08. When the market was down 38%, the bond market was up 32%. An asset allocation would have served you well that year. But if you look at last year, 2013, when the market was up 30%, had you had a 50-50 stock bond allocation, you would have only been up 6%. So while an asset allocation protects you from losing a lot of money on the downside, it also really puts on the brakes and really puts a ceiling as to how much you can make on the upside. I don't agree with either one of those philosophies or styles of investing. Look, we all have a title to our opinion, and my 20 years in the market has told me that I prefer to be in the asset classes that are flourishing at any given point in time, and I prefer to avoid the asset classes that aren't flourishing. And for that reason, one of the main screens that I do every single day in my app is the ranking of about 35 different asset classes. You say, well, Bill, aren't there really only three or four? There's real estate, there's the stock market, there's the bond market, and there's like precious metals. Yeah, but there's subcategories, okay? The stock market has large caps, small caps, international stocks, emerging, so I break it down into subcategories too. The bond market has corporate bonds, U.S. treasuries, sovereign debt, munis. There's subcategories. So I break it down into 34 different asset classes, and they're ranked on a daily basis. And it's not like these rankings are bouncing around all the time. These trends stay in place for quite some time. For instance, last year, U.S. small caps were at the top of the asset class ladder all year long. That's really the only asset class you needed to be worried about last year, while everything else faltered. Foreign stocks did terrible. Gold stocks did terrible in 2013. The bond market did terrible. Where do we stand right now? Well, the number one asset class, in fact, the top eight asset classes, which are basically the ones that I'm interested in, nothing really below that, are all stock related. We have the NASDAQ. We have master limited partnerships, which are the pipelines. We have large cap growth, U.S. We have large cap dividend index. We have U.S. mid cap value. We have U.S. mid cap growth. We have U.S. small cap dividend. All stock related. You got to go clear down to about number 11. You find silver. Number 12, you find the emerging markets. Way down in the middle of the pack, you find the bond market, which I have no exposure to right now. Gold was at the bottom, but it's moved up about six or seven spots. I have a 3% exposure to gold right now. And what's at the bottom of the asset class ladder, and what's been at the bottom for the last 64 months? Inverse S&P 500. Those of you who have been a bear, those of you who have tried to short the market, had you had the app, you could look at it every single day and you could say, you know what? I'm buying the very worst ranked asset class that is out there right now. Now, at some point in time, will inverse S&P 500 be at the top of the asset class ladder? Yes. When a bear finally hits, and when this thing starts to move up one by one up the rankings, then we know that the market's starting to erode. But as we look at it right now, it's still at the bottom. The asset class to be invested in right now, as we speak here today, continues to be equities, ownership. Not a lender in bonds, but ownership. Whether it's dividend payers, large cap, mid cap, small cap, it's not going to last forever. But this is now the 65th month of a bull market in stocks that has almost tripled the market. And as I said in the first quarter of the show, what should you do with your 401k now? As of now, you should still be invested in the stock market. I've been saying that for 64 months. But obviously, you want to stay tuned in the future. You want to get the newsletter. I'm not pimping my products. But if you want to try to avoid the 50% bear when it does hit, or the 30% bear when it does hit, I'm going to try to keep you on top of when those signs start to appear. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. And if you're interested in a proactive money manager, I am 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management. Thanks for listening and have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities.
Okay.
Bill Gunderson
Take
or
care.
Clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.